record to show that Wildstar launched just about 48 hours ago, and we're not playing it, so we can talk to you guys.
Speak for yourself.
Are you serious?
No. If you start that, Arrow's going to start it, and then this whole podcast is going to go downhill.
I can't. I have to lock myself in a separate... room to podcast, and there's no Mac client.
I feel so bad for you.
So as you can guess, our main topic this week is going to be Wildstar, because all three of us are playing it. It's pretty exciting. We're having a good time, so let's get right into it. But first, let me introduce my co-host. It's Aerolate and Elindriel. Ellie, how was your dinner?
I didn't get to finish it because you people are food Nazis and want me to do the podcast on time.
Why don't you just eat while we're recording? I do that
because
all the time.
I don't have a mute button for my nice microphone, so then Liar would have to hear me eat my dinner. And
yeah, if I have to edit out you eating your dinner later, that's not going to make me happy. Yeah. How was your weekend otherwise?
Good. I got to play Wildstar, and also I planted a garden, but a real life garden and not a Wildstar garden because I'm not 14 yet, so I can't plant my Wildstar garden yet.
We were going at cross purposes in the pre-show chat of, you know, oh, wait, no, you're talking about the Wildstar Garden. Oh. Era, how was your weekend?
My weekend has been pretty rad, except for the fact that Tiny Dino was very sick, so I was up at 2 o'clock for launch, but still couldn't play because nothing is ever up on launch, ever. Wow.
It was up surprisingly quickly after the midnight time.
Yeah, that's actually the first thing, you know, let's start from the beginning with the launch. I know that Ellie and I were sitting there hammering F5, waiting for the launch to happen. They no one actually expects to get in at 12:01 on an MMO launch. They had DDoS problems, and you can look and see they were getting some crazy, crazy DDoS traffic there. Thanks, Script Kiddies, for nothing. But otherwise, the launch has been really smooth for me so far. How about you guys?
Yeah, other than my bag of awesomeness disappearing several times and taking God knows what with it, that's...
I heard that was a problem.
Yeah, that was pretty crappy, but,
Your bag disappears?
It did, yeah. It was bugged for a while.
Oh.
First you could claim it, and then once you could claim it, it wasn't actually real, so you could equip it and put stuff in it, but then if you logged out, it vanished.
Yeah, I heard people had that problem when they, like, zone changed to
loading screens in general
did it.
Yeah, it was pretty crappy. But now everything, it's been pretty stable for a while. I gotta tell everybody that the Gup is a fantastic stalker. She's... Because all she has to do is...
A Wildstar stalker? Is she getting an early start?
Yes, this is Pink Lady.
I saw you tweeting about Pink Lady. I think that's awesome.
Is she... what's Pink?
Auron.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she picked. She's with giant ears. She's all pink. I don't even know where pink came from. Orange used to be her favorite color, so she's got orange hair. But yeah, she's running around everywhere, hitting the one over and over and over again, because that's all you need to do with a stalker. It whips out the claws and turns everything into exploding steaks, which she thinks is the best ever.
Yeah, she's not wrong. It's pretty awesome.
That is true. I
don't get to blow things up nearly as much as other classes with either of the classes I've been playing, so that makes me sad.
You don't get to turn things into exploding stakes?
I don't think so. With the Esper, I haven't, like, had any, like, super explosive things, and the Engineer either. But luckily, I'm playing the Engineer with somebody who's playing Spellslinger, and for whatever reason, she makes them explode.
The only thing that makes me sad about the exploding steaks is that they're not necessarily also pick-upable meat that I can then use to make spicy jerky.
You have a problem. You have a problem.
What? Because I think cooking in games is awesome? Shut up. It's because I can't cook in real life, all right? I'm living vicariously through my games.
The truth comes out. A lot of people have been experiencing, I mean, they've been getting a lot of pushback over this weekend because there are huge, 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 huge queues on many of the servers, particularly the PvP servers. And they've already brought out two PvP servers since the game launched. But I mean, people are mad. They're really, really angry. And to them, I say, I haven't had any cues on our
side. No, 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 no.
No, we're not allowed to say that?
We're not allowed to say what server we're on or that we haven't had any cues, because then we will get people to come to our server.
Oh, no. PvP players will never come to our server.
That's true.
Ever.
That's true. We're on the RP server, so.
Oh, God damn it.
I announced it this morning on Game On and told people to look us up, so.
I know, and you put it all over your blog.
I put it all over my blog. So, yes, we're on the RP server, and we've had no queues whatsoever so far, so.
And yet, we've got pretty good population density.
We do. It's usually high.
In some cases, too much population density. Like, the challenges are a huge pain in the ass, unless it's 6 in the morning.
So the thing about the challenges is that they're kind of hard anyway, but they're definitely hard when other people are also trying to do them.
It's like, the kill ones aren't so bad because it's open tagging. You don't have to actually tag the mob to get credit for it for the challenge. But the, you know, pick up 10 fireflies shit, that's not open tagged. Somebody else picks it up and it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually had more trouble with the killing ones just because everything's dead all the time.
There's that too.
And things... The respawns are typically fine. Like, I haven't been stuck for questing, and I don't feel like I'm stuck for that. But trying to get challenges done is a little bit hard. Just because, you know, mobs are spread around, and if there's 10 or 15 people running around killing them, then you can kind of run out pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I find sometimes you'll trigger a challenge because there'll be one sort of random person, but the actual cluster of them is a ways away from that, so
yeah.
it's not always quite right.
So you can go back and redo them. You can actually redo all the challenges every half hour or so. So it, you know, that's fine, except at some point the actual killing part won't be particularly interesting. It'll be easy to get good ranks on them. But
I don't care, I mean, as long as I win.
Right. I know. As long as you win and check the box that says you did it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, I think it sucks for the people who are in queue, and it's really, really long queue. Like, I think Pergo was one of the original PvP servers, and I've heard reports of they're having to wait, like, 4 to 8 hours to get in the game.
Yeah, so the problem with Pergo, from what I could understand, is that all of the goons went there, all the PvP goons went there. Don't shake your head. Were originally going
to
go.
They were, but they got specifically asked by Carbine to go to Warbringer, the new PvP. Yeah, so all the goons are on Warbringer. That's the new PvP server.
But I think Ellie's right, and that was the original problem.
Yeah, from a launch perspective, you know, the goons were going to go there. Like almost all of the communities I saw were actually going to go to Pergo. And so it just sort of got overwhelmed. And then as soon as you've started, like, especially if you've started the first day and spent like 3 or 4 hours power leveling the first day or just playing, it feels really bad to go start on a different realm the second day. I would be kind of annoyed to have to go to another realm right now. That's a good way to kill my enjoyment. So I think it's just people sort of hoping that they'll power through it. And my understanding from Carbine's perspective is that they can adjust these things on a per realm basis, so it may loosen up eventually. Hopefully it does.
I'm sure it will. You know, I mean, this is the big rush. It's probably never going to be as busy as it was like this afternoon. This is probably going to be the peak time ever for WildStar. And then
there's the open launch after Head Start still.
Yeah, but everybody who bought the game now this weekend has Head Start.
Okay. Like,
can play Head Start. So
I didn't realize it was any time before Tuesday. I thought it was.
Yeah.
There was a cutoff.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I bought the game on Thursdays or Friday, so it was at least.
Oh, really? East Slacker.
Well, I knew I was going to play for the last year. I was in the open beta for over like almost a whole full year. I think I got in July of last year.
I was never gonna let that go.
Well, I just mean like I had made my decision early, but then it would made it a lot easier to stick to the I don't want to pay for pre-orders too far in advance.
So I think this is a great segue into the pre-order bonus. You're ready to let that one rip, Ellie?
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry, Lior. I totally took that from you, didn't I?
That was a great segue. Go for it.
It was a good, except it's not a pre-order bonus that I had an issue with. It was the authenticator bonus.
Oh, that's right. Is it? It's your authenticator. Damn, my segue would have been great if that were, you know, logically consistent.
The pre-order bonus was like the rocket house and a bag. Is that it?
Is that a bag? There's I a title. Bag, so
the
I'm
bag of awesome. The bag of awesomeness is a 10-slot bag that was a pre-order bonus.
Oh shoot! I need that.
You should maybe claim that.
Yeah. I think it stopped disappearing, so that you can definitely do that. yeah, but the thing I was sort of annoyed by is there is whenever you put an authenticator on your account, you get a permanent buff, and I actually thought it was going to be an item and not a buff, but it turns out it's a buff that's 2% experience. Honor and reputation, I think.
Forever.
Forever for all of your characters. It's really awkward on the first day to have a permanent XP buff in my mind. I don't really like XP buffs in general. I don't really have anything to yell about because, like, engineers or settlers can, like, make 10% XP buff terminals, like, out in the world. So clearly the game is balanced around having temporary buffs like that. So I care a lot less than I do in other games.
Man.
I know. I was really riled up about it last week because it came out and I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, like all of the XP buffs in general, like.
Isn't Rye like 30 now?
I don't care.
Close to it. Yeah, he's close to it.
Yeah. I'm not running anything with Riven until I'm max level and at the same level of content that he is. That's kind of my, that's my biggest frustration with launch and early game MMOs anyway. So, and it's not specifically because I don't like Riven. I like him. But he is one of the people in our guild that that tends to be a fast leveler. And I am not really. I'd say I'm probably average for our guild, honestly. Although I'm trying to play two characters, so that's going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm. I have to keep stopping for Pink Lady time.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem, the whole awkwardness for me comes around, like, my favorite time in MMOs is this time. It's the discovery stage, learning how things work, learning where instances are, what instances are, like, how you get into them, like, who can do what roles, stuff like that.
What the fuck and, like, Moxie is for?
What the right. fuck Moxie is for, and why does it work, why is Moxie and tech different for different classes that use the same kind of armor? I don't know, but it's true. Or maybe it's finesse. I think I don't know, whatever. I just look at the tooltip every time. But so when there are people who have been through the content a bunch of times, and this the prolonged open beta and people that we know having done a lot of participation in the open beta, they have this sort of built up knowledge, and then it feels like when you join an expansion towards the end of the expansion and WoW, and just everybody knows what they're doing already. And I love failing in dungeons and stuff and learning that. So I find it frustrating sometimes to be in a position where I'm carried, and not just by gear, but by previous knowledge. So
I will say, if you enjoy failing in MMOs, I listened to our guildies attempt to do the level 15 adventure earlier today on Mumble, and I think you'll enjoy that.
Yeah, I those are awesome. The adventures are super cool, and they're actually really hard.
Well, yeah, that's one of the points I wanted to talk about. Like, WoWstar's hard. It's not, like, Dark Souls hard, but it's hard. It's harder.
Maybe if you're not playing a Spellslinger.
Yeah, I think the Spellslinger is breaking it for me, because, like, when I'm playing grouped, it's, like, totally not... It's totally not hard. We just roll over everything, which is fine because we're playing in a group, right?
That's the thing. I was just teaming up with another Esper, and we were rolling all over everything. But me by myself, it's a lot slower. I die a lot more. It's definitely a game that the difficulty level will make you want to group up, which I think is an interesting decision and cool, a cool one.
Yeah. There are a lot of mechanics in the game that make you want to group up.
Like how explorers open paths for settlers to put stuff up, that kind of thing. I think that's really clever.
Yeah, all of the paths working together like that is super cool to me.
Yeah, I really like that. I like the way, the same with professions. They all seem to really work together as well. And you're going to want to know buddies of different professions.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, no profession is actually self-sufficient, right? So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I really like that. They've really done a lot to encourage people to group up and to teamwork and to work together, which I think, you know, is something that I really like in games.
I can't tell if it makes the challenges harder or not, though.
What, grouping up?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think that I don't know if the challenges scale outwardly. Like, so, like, if you're there, if there are two people in a group and it's a kill challenge, like, if you have to kill more than you would as a solo person.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know doing challenges by myself, I got almost none of them. Doing challenges as part of a duo, we were hitting about like 70% of them.
Okay.
I'd say. All right. So for whatever that scale might be, it does seem to be easier to get.
Yeah. Well, you can tag the things faster and you can sort of kill everything quicker, which helps regardless. So.
Yeah. But we were still definitely failing some.
Have you guys seen the group abilities?
Group abilities.
Like, Lord of the Rings had these things where you could, like, one person starts a combo move and then somebody else, like, presses another button and another person presses another button and then you, like, do some super special group move.
Oh, it's like chains?
Something like that. Let me just say, something like that exists in WildStar. And occasionally I get, like, a little 4T, like, the keyboard movement arrow cross thing in my screen. And it's like, hold down this button. And one time I did it, and then all the guys around me exploded. So it seems cool, but I don't know how to trigger it or what it is.
You can't rebind it either, so I'm screwed, basically, at all times.
No, you can rebind it.
You can. You need a mod, though, to do rebinding.
I'm sure you can do it at the mod.
Yeah. I tried the entire time in beta. I even asked the @WildStar on Twitter. It's theoretically assigned to your movement keys, but it's not. I reassign all my movement keys because I move with the right arrows and I mouse with the left hand.
Right.
So I never get my hands over to the WASD in time to do the quick time events.
Yeah, it's really fast too.
Have you tried, like, there's a specific keybind mod that is supposed to let you keybind everything?
That if I could do that, that would be glorious.
All right, I will send you a link to that after the show.
Yeah, I tried to, and we should put it in the show notes too, in case if this makes the cut. But it seemed to rebind the buttons for me to my movement keys, but it didn't, like, forward and back. Like, it sort of, forward was still the one on the top, even though that's not how I have my keys, because I'm weird. But, yeah, I don't know. It seemed awkward. I just don't know how to. I don't know how to trigger it at all or anything. I just know that sometimes it comes up and then there's like a button to press. And I was wondering what the deal is, if you guys know.
Well, I know there's, like, if you get stunned, you have to hop back up again, and that's hold S. But it's not equivalent to my down arrow. It has to be S. Yeah. So I always end up. That's when I take the most damage. That's basically the only way to kill a spellslinger is find the lefty and.
Can you do something like use auto hotkey or one of those things to remap it to spamming S?
Well, I could remap, I guess, I've got a Razer keyboard, so I could remap WASD to different keys, but then I can't type.
All right. You want to find a mod called Keybind Freedom.
Okay.
And it is supposed to let you rebind everything.
Okay.
Hopefully that works.
Oh, hopefully that works. That, as far as I know, that is the premier current keybinding mod, which, speaking of which, is a good topic. Are you guys running any mods?
Nope.
I'm running BG Blades because I'm healing, and it was impossibly hard to heal when it was combining. I've got another one called Smart Nameplates that combined, like, by default, health and shield are in the same bar, so it was really hard to read when people were actually hurt and not just unshielded.
Oh, yeah.
So
I can see that.
This separates shield and health. I will look up the name of that for you later because I don't have it right here.
Also, nameplates are like one of the things that I would definitely try to bind. And the other thing that I would, or to mod, and the other thing that I would try to mod is I need a way to see where the fuck my party members are on the minimap that is not the, like,
yes.
Not the weird bunny skull that, like, gets. That seems to be on the lowest layer, so it's always under all the quest objectives and shit. It's really hard, and as soon as they get out of the minimap, like, good fucking luck.
Is there a way to filter the minimap, too? So you're
you can right-click the minimap and, like, turn off all of the people, but as far as I can tell,
God.
It's, like, it's like in-game vendors and, or it's in-town vendors and stuff more than like everything else. I don't know. Maybe you can do it that way.
That's my one kind of complaint for a game that really emphasizes grouping up, which is cool. I feel like it's hard to figure out who in your party is on what quests and stuff like that. I'd like to see a little more robust, you know, quest sharing and grouping, including finding people on a mini-map. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think the path quests could also, if there's some way to tell if other people were doing something for their path when they go run the fuck off in a different direction, or if they just like got lost or turned around, or like, you know, something shiny caught their eye.
Stop, that would be really,
that would be really useful.
Pomegranates!
We've taken to putting the Mexican wrestling mask and like the frying pan with the hat, the chef's hat, the marks, the raid marks on each other's head.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That helps a little, but they disappear if you're too far away too. I know. And the nameplates aren't super visible, so I don't know. There are just a few things that I haven't modded anything. I'm not really planning to do mods for a while because that way lies darkness.
I had to get the nameplates up.
I feel you.
People seriously need to learn to keep their friendly telegraphs on, and if they need a heal, stay in the sparklies.
That's one of the best things, is it's your fucking responsibility to get healed in this game.
Yes, but people haven't learned that yet. So instead,
yeah, there's gonna be a learning period.
I get some dick face Grannog, thanks for the heals. Yeah, you know what? I did heal you 4 times. You moved every time.
Yeah, that we're gonna have to get used to that. I did a PvP earlier at Battleground, and oh my god, the red telegraphs were just everywhere. I mean, I just sort of gave up at one point. I'm just like, I'm here, I'm in red, whatever. This is how it's gonna be, but
it depends a bit on your class too, because I know as healers, I think all three of us are playing classes that can heal, but I think none of us is a medic, right? So my understanding is that each of the healing classes heals differently too, so you really have to know who your healer is. Espers have some aimed heals, and they have at least one or two like click the target box and then press the heal button things also. At some point they do. I don't know if we get that yet. And like medics are close range healers, so like there's this weird thing about knowing who your healer is, where they're standing, and then positioning is super important. I think that's just a running theme in the game, is that positioning is super important. So
yeah, it was the same with PvP. I was starting to get to know the shapes of what the attacks that people were doing against me. So I'd be like, okay, well, that rectangle's the bad rectangle, but, you know, that weird squiggly line is not so bad. And you start kind of recognize the different patterns of what the spells people are casting against you. But it's a learning adventure for all of us.
It really is. Questing feels a lot like Warcraft, and I don't know if that's great or not, but the combat is totally not, and it's like a huge departure and a huge learning curve, and I love it.
There is one thing that I really like about questing that they've done, is that quest text is really minimal. It's seriously just, you know, go kill 10 rats, and when you go kill the 10 rats, there's a book, and then you click on the book, and then you can go back and read the book whenever you want. So when you've got, I don't know, just for argument's sake, a toddler on your lap telling you to go get out of the red, by the way, my kid knows to get out of the red, what is your excuse? Yelling at you to get out of the red and go kill more monsters, you can go back and read the lore later, and it's awesome.
That is good, definitely.
Yeah, the red is kind of, I think the telegraphing is going to cause problems for people with color blindness.
I have a friend who can't play at all.
Yeah. Well, have they tried the mods? There's three different colorblind modes for
but
each
that's,
of the
But that's only
main
for combat.
Events.
It doesn't change the rest of the world, which the art direction is so saturated, it gives him a terrible migraine to even log in.
I can understand that. I have a little bit of an issue, and definitely the red, especially on some background or some ground textures, like, is either really hard to see or it doesn't stand out in the way that, like, I think they were going for with, like, bright red telegraphs. So I'm getting used to it. I haven't tried those things yet. But yeah, the color saturation I can see definitely being an issue for people. That said, I love the way the game looks. I think it looks gorgeous. I love the humor throughout the game. Leveling up is always awesome. Like, it was always fun just in Warcraft when it's like, hey, like, makes a little sound and like plays some pretty pictures, but like when it's like some dude going like, fuck yeah, you leveled up. Like, that's amazing.
I'm 13 at this point, so that's happened 12 times. It makes me laugh every time.
I know.
And the giant so Guitar Hero font. Level up! Yeah.
Whoever does that voice is amazing. Because like when you walk near a new town and it like tells you the story of the town.
I love it.
It's great.
I agree. And it's managing so far anyway to walk the line between kind of doing funny jokes and doing in jokes without feeling a bit like in Warcraft, it kind of could go a little over the top and you're Paris Hilton or Hilton Paris or whatever. Yeah. And this
Paris Hilton.
Harris Pilton. This seems a little more subtle in a lot of ways, so I don't feel totally jarred out of the world, which is cool, while still getting those jokes in.
I mean, the world sort of lends itself to that, right? Like, we're on Exile, so we are like the Western, you know, the Old West settler people, so...
With bunny ears.
With bunny ears. I totally have pink bunny ears, too, so...
Do you seriously? Awesome.
I do. And I have the like afro hair with the flowers in it. Like, I'm a male Auron on my Asper. And I have, it's great.
I haven't even seen the male Auron character generation. I should go through that.
It's ridiculous. I took eyes that are like, why the fuck am I doing this? And then I took the hair that makes me look like I'm really angry. So it's like when you put a mop on your cat's head or something like that, and they just sort of look at you and are like, fuck you. I'm just going to sit here because I don't want to get up. But
I've done that.
Yeah,
I've done that. I know that. Yeah,
that's how my Auron looks, and it's glorious. So
crazy eyed Auron are my favorite. Favorite.
When I generated, there was totally a crack baby Auron female next to me, and I thought
don't suppose it was pink and orange, because if it was pink and orange, it was totally the gup.
No, but I hope to run into her.
I think she's level 3 now.
That's fine.
Just from killing does in the first zone.
That's totally awesome. That's very cool. Professions. How far have you got? Like, I hear that the professions get kind of complicated as you go further on in the game, but I haven't had a chance to really play with them much yet.
The only one I've done that's actual crafting is cooking, and that is amazingly complicated. Like, it's got a flavor profile set up, and you decide whether you want to make your jerky spicy and savory, or savory and sweet, or sweet and spiced. It's hilarious.
Yeah, does it have? It has like the triangle with the, is it triangle with the like zones in it? I can't remember if it's a triangle or not, but I know you can like. You know, the default one starts in the middle, then you can adjust the ingredients or whatever and move it around. And the actual crafting for gear and stuff works similarly. I did a little bit of crafting in the beta, but not very much. I just sort of opened it and looked at the interface and realized that it looked kind of complicated in a good way.
I will probably pick up architecture at some later point, just not right now.
That's my plan as well. I went with mining and survival right now just so I could gather and make some money and store up mats, and then figure I'll switch to architecture later.
And oh man, gathering is so satisfying. I feel like a villain in like a Dr. Seuss book, because you go, the way you chop down trees with your laser chainsaw is hilarious.
I haven't gotten to that yet. I'll look forward to that. Yeah, I just like when you go to even the, like, farming mats, right? Like, everybody sort of, they just give you farming.
Yeah, right, you away. Shoot bushes.
Yeah, you shoot. Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm going to click on this bush, and I don't know if I can farm it yet or gather it yet. And I, like, pull out my gun and blast the shit out of it. And then, like bits of the bush go everywhere. And then I, like, press the button, and it all flies into me, and it's awesome.
Loot vacuum, my favorite thing.
Loot vacuum's cool. I think it's also personal-ish loot, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
which is cool.
Which is, again, you know, good for grouping.
If you're picking up a quest item, if you're on a quest for items that you kill things to get, even if someone else gets the tag, you can still get the quest item.
Right, and if you're with your friend in a group, then you still both get loot, which is one of the things that was always frustrating about, like, area loot in Rift and in Warcraft and stuff, is, like, whoever pressed the button first gets all the loot, except for, like, the things that are rolled on. So it's nice to, it's nice that it doesn't seem to work that way.
Yeah, definitely.
We're all thinking about going back.
I know, we're also
right now,
thinking about playing WildStar. Boy, I wish I was playing WildStar right now. It's really fun. I'm trying to come up with something to talk about that isn't just, oh my god, you guys, this game's really fun.
So, what
it really is,
aside from your bag of awesomeness dropping, have you had any issues? Have you had any issues?
Question: what is up with the you only get to open one box a day thing? Have you noticed that?
I read that was going to be the case before launch.
I actually haven't opened any of my boxes because I'm going to run out of backspace if I open boxes. I don't even know what's in them.
Apparently you need to, because you can only open one a day, and I've got like 60-some boxes. That is the shittiest way to get subscribers. God.
So the thing that I actually take away from that as a positive is that if those kind of boxes ever make another appearance, say in a cash shop or as random drops, you will only be able to open one of them a day, which I think is way better than you can open however many you pay dollars for keys for.
On the one hand, you were right, that is a good way to save me from myself. On the other hand, oh my god, there are gambling boxes in my inventory that may have fancy things like a war pig mount, but I can't open them and I'm going insane. I do not want another fucking Reptonic.
I forgot they can have a war pig mount. Man, I should have logged in more often during beta.
I've got a sweet hat. Like the Raiden hat.
Oh, you got one? Oh,
I got that was bastard. My very first boom box. It's amazing, and I love it. Yes.
See, the world knows that I have a gambling problem, so they give me these things, and all I get out of it is garbage every time. Guild Wars, Star Wars, all the time.
It'll you know, you got plenty of boxes. You got 2 months to open them all.
Yes, and I will have to pay my subscription for those 2 months to open my boxes.
Because that's the best part, is like now they have your at least 2 month subscription because you have to open all your boxes because you can't quit while you sub boxes.
That's so mercenary.
I have just enough to run out just under a month, so yeah, take that.
I think the most I've heard in our guild, one fellow had 88 boxes.
Somebody on the advice channel said 97.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was like 3 per day that you logged in for the last month or something like that.
Yeah, and clearly I was a slacker because I only had like 45 boxes, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the Highwayman stuff. Did you guys get a set of the Highwayman's gear?
I have 4 pieces. I don't know how many there are.
There's 4.
Okay.
There's no hat or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I was glad that I wasn't sure if I had all the pieces, but then they came in this nice bag, which was cool until I realized that I opened it and now I have to carry those 4 pieces around until I find some fucking costume NPC that will let me put it in a costume slot that I have.
The costume NPC is in Gallows on the Human Exile side. I don't know where.
Oh, sweet. About to get there.
Okay. Yeah. And all you have to do is talk to them and you assign create the costume with the pieces, and then that creates a costume set. And then if you don't actually want to wear it, you go to no costume and then it doesn't take up space anymore.
But do the pieces get vacuumed into the costume?
Yeah.
Like you assign each piece to each.
Right, but I like put it in there and then it's not in my inventory anymore.
Right.
Okay, sweet.
I don't know if you can take it back out again if you want to make a costume with different pieces.
I'm not worried about it. You probably can. I'm not super worried about it. Like the one thing I wish also is that there was a preview, like a gear preview
there
ability.
Is. Control right click.
Control right click.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, god damn it. Okay.
The only thing is, though, if you link a piece of gear in chat, they cannot also control right click.
Oh, that's what I was trying to do.
Okay, how do you link a piece in chat?
Shift click.
Shift click.
Shift left click?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Shift left click.
New games are so exciting.
I know. No one knows what's going on.
Again, I just gotta say, what the fuck is Moxie?
All of the things being like, similarly named, and like all of the panels from Warcraft are there, but they're all bound slightly differently, and that fucking is breaking my mind every time.
Oh, I know they put characters on P.
Why is it on P? That should be your spell book.
I think P is for personal, maybe.
No, B.
I hit C all the damn time.
I rebound that because I
the only reason why I knew where the amp panel was is because I keep hitting B. Every time.
Just rebind it.
That confuses me, too. I mean, there's that whole, like, amp point thing, and then there's your spells, and plus I keep getting amps as rewards.
Yeah, so what happens with the amps as rewards? I haven't figured that out at all.
I don't know. I have all these warrior amps, and I click them.
The ones I got for, like, quest rewards for my class, I clicked, and they disappeared, but I don't know where they went.
Yeah, me too!
I just, right before this podcast, someone explained that there is a bag for your trade skills material,
because like,
I keep picking up all this cotton and stuff, and I don't know where it goes. It's just gone.
There's also a bag, so that's in, if you press the bag, and then in the bottom left corner, there's like the trash icon, the recycle icon for salvaging, and then the next one is your trade skills bag. And then also I found that there is a quest item bag at the bottom of your main inventory. It just says like quest items, and if you click it, it like slides up, and then you can see your quest items. I don't know why you want to, because like...
So you can drag him to an action bar, but I don't know why you'd want to drag him to an action bar, because you can just rebind that, the T key that I can't use, because I'm left-handed.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of special buttons in WildStar. I have a G13 gamepad that I use for every game, and I have things pretty much set up, so you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Yep.
Do the same things in each game. And now I've got shift because I need to run, and I've got V for the loot, and I've got T for the quest item, and I'm going to have to rebind my whole damn game.
Oh, yeah, and shift, I always used shift as part of my binds.
Yeah.
And you can't use it. You can't use your sprint key as part of your binds anymore.
So you have to rebind sprint.
Maybe. I haven't, but I might. I might have to put it on my mouse button. I already put roll on my mouse button because I don't like the double tapping. Do you guys use the double tapping for dash?
All the time, but that's because I move with the arrow keys.
Yeah, I move with the arrow keys too, but I just roll. I randomly roll all the time.
To holding down.
Oh, I changed it to a button. So Terra had it where if I was running in a direction, and mine was like Alt or something in Terra, I don't know, but like if I'm running in a direction and I press the key, then I just roll that way. And if you're standing still, then you either roll backwards or forwards. And you can set it up in WildStar to do that in somewhere.
Nice.
So you can, it's in combat, I think, if you open your menu that doesn't have a key bound to it other than escape and no clicky icon among the like 40 icons on the bottom of your screen. Combat, and then you can uncheck double tap to dash and then bind a button to it, and then it works like that. And I remember specifically having a conversation with the dev about making sure that shit worked properly. So I will take credit for it, even though it was already in the next patch when I talked to him.
Nice. So yeah, overall, I think it's safe to say that we're all really enjoying WildStar. I have to say, like, I played it a bit in beta, and then I was sort of looking forward to it just because I like a new game and all, you know, we have a bunch of people playing and whatever. But now that I'm in it and it's for real and it's all come together, not only have it come leaps and bounds from the beta even like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, just extreme how much difference it is. It's been really eye-opening as far as development for me.
Yep.
But also, the game's really fun, and I wasn't sure, you know, how much once you got on the ground, how much I was going to enjoy it. You know, is it just like WoW or whatever? And it's just different enough to be really good. I'm enjoying it.
Are you happy with the class you picked?
Yeah, I am. I picked Esper. I'm very satisfied with it. I have an alt that I have not played yet, and that'll be a Stalker, because I figure that'll be the opposite of Esper.
So fun. So fun, Stalker.
How about you, Arrow? Do you like the Spellslinger?
Oh my god, I love her so much.
That's good.
Shooting people to heal them is so great.
Yeah, that's
I love.
Awesome.
I'm still getting used to being able to move while casting. I played Warcraft for so long, and I played a priest, so it's hard to get used to the fact that I can just hit the heal and go. I can start shooting and go, rather than just stand there and take it. So that's been an exciting change.
Yeah, that'll make PvP definitely different and interesting too, if you ever do that, or raiding. Honestly, basically everything.
Oh yeah.
How
are you liking Esper? Ellie.
I like Esper a lot, but I have mostly actually spent my time on an engineer because I played the Esper as like my solo class, and then I play with Talon a lot, and I figured I want to be able to play one on my own, so I picked Esper as the one on my own, and we've been playing. It turns out she's enjoying her Spellslinger, so I'm playing an engineer, and I like it. It's I feel like I don't have a diverse enough button set, and I think that just is me needing to pick some new buttons. So, like, which luckily you can do all the time, and it's awesome. And I get powered armor, so whatever.
And once you get your bot friends, you still don't have many buttons, but they do.
Well, the bot, yeah. So the thing is, summoning the bot is a button, but then once the bot's out, it becomes another attack that the bot does, right? So like my taunt is to like send my bot. My tanking bot, and he like dives in and jumps on the guy and taunts all the guys around him, and like I have an AoE that's like from my artillery bot.
I totally need a Mordash engineer.
I am a Mordash engineer, and I have the like the eyeliner that's running.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And like I have the like big like mohawk thing off to the
God
side.
Damn it, Ellie! I need to send you a screenshot of the Mordash engineer that I rolled and haven't played. Because,
How could I not pick the best stuff?
Tell me it's not purple.
It's not purple, I'm green.
Okay. Wait, purple and red.
No, I'm not green. I'm like I'm like mottled. The like mottled color. And I have green goo.
Well, at the risk of not talking about WildStar for a moment, we did get a
No, wait. We got a good transition into this one. So one other thing, we can cut that whole part. One other thing that's fun about WildStar is that it has really good music. We talked about this before. We've been playing, you and I, Lior, at least, have been playing with the music on. And I don't know, Arrow, whether you're allowed to with the little one pressing buttons all the time.
Yes and no. I've got the music turned down a little bit, but I like to keep it up because I think it's really fun.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the music. Like I said, this is one of the first times I've played an MMO with music on in a while. So good job to the people who wrote the music.
Yeah, good job. You know, we had the 90-minute wait at launch waiting for the servers to come up.
Oh,
and
God, yeah, we did.
I had the music going in the background the whole time, and I found myself, like, humming it today while I was cleaning the house. I'm like, do-do-do, do-do-do. Like, what is that? Oh, it's the WildStar login music. So I think that speaks to both its quality and the fact that I need to log into WildStar more.
Also, segue.
Yeah.
Segue. We got a voicemail, and it was a few weeks ago, and Syl let me know that we got it. So it's from Syl from BattleBards and the MMO Gypsy blog, and let's play it right now and listen to what she has to say.
Hello, Cat Context Podcast. Hey, Lior, Illy, and Arrow. I realize that I'm probably too late for your second anniversary show. Shoot, but congratulations anyway. And I wanted to ask you something for a while now. As a fellow MMO blogger and BattleBard, what are your favorite, like, top one or two video game soundtracks of all time? Because surely, knowing that you have good taste, you're going to have some of those. So please share them with us. Thank you, and keep rocking, guys. Syl.
Thank you very much, Syl, for calling in. I know that Syl loves getting voicemails for her BattleBards podcast. If you like game music, you should totally check it out. And also, I love getting voicemail speak pipes, so thanks, Syl. So anyway, you guys, what are some of your favorite soundtracks for games? Ellie?
I found this question actually kind of hard. I like music in games, but like I don't really remember it all the time. I don't know why. It's just it. I think the best music is music that I want to have on to add to that adds to the game, but like I wouldn't necessarily call it out as the reason that I'm enjoying the game. That said, I really like the music from Defiance, which is fairly modern and is kind of like weirdly dubstepy. It's like a fanfare with dubstep, and I actually own the soundtrack to that one, which is one of the few modern soundtracks that I've purchased and not just been given in a Humble Bundle. I think Bastion had really good music, and an old soundtrack that was one of the early soundtracks that I remember listening to a lot was the Killer Instinct soundtrack. I think I still have the CD for that when I got that game for my 64, for my Super Nintendo, or whatever the hell it came out for. And that was like some sweet techno music from, you know, the early 90s. So that's what I got. I don't have too much more. I'll probably remember other things when you guys talk about it, but yeah.
All right, good enough. Arrow, how about you?
This is extensive, so I'll talk fast because we're running out of away from Wildstar time.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, my three favorite soundtracks also belong to my three favorite games because the music is a big part of my enjoyment thereof, which is The Dig, which is kind of it's great background music, kind of trancey, lots of tinkly bells, and Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, which is spectacular. I still listen to that to this day. And Final Fantasy X.
Those are good choices. Yeah. I'm glad to see a Final Fantasy on the list.
Both of those last two games I remember loving, and I'm sure that it was at least in part because of the music.
Then I just finished Transistor. I actually kind of rushed through it to make sure I was done before Wildstar. And that the music is actually part of the story, which is really fascinating, and I highly recommend it to everyone.
Oh, awesome.
Like, the protagonist has no voice, but she's a musician. So they use the soundtrack as kind of her commentary on what's going on, and it's fascinating.
Oh, very cool.
And there's also, like, there's a button where she hums, and she hums along with the soundtrack that's playing in wherever piece you are.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear the soundtrack for that is really, really good. I've also heard, don't listen to the soundtrack until you play the game.
Correct. Because the soundtrack is part of the story, and it will be hugely full of spoilers, and you don't want to do that.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, I will play that.
It's only like 6 or 8 hours long.
You'll play that next summer. After.
Yes, I know, once I have time. My month of...
Yeah, how's your coder playthrough there, Lior?
The problem with the coder playthrough is... I got down into the sewers underneath Terrace, and I'm fighting rat ghouls, and they suck.
Yeah.
Fighting those rat ghouls sucks. And I just, so there was like 3 days where I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like dealing with stupid rat ghouls. And then Wildstar came out. So I want to get back to it, but it's just that the combat, like that is a particularly sucky section. And the rat ghouls are way too tough for me, and I keep dying a lot, and it's just really frustrating. So... once I feel like being frustrated, I'll go back to it.
There are actually mods that you can install that will help.
Oh.
They also clean up the graphics a little and, make the AI slightly less stupid.
I may well do that because it is a very frustrating sewer to be in. So I've had a tough time being inspired a lot, as much as I enjoy everything else except for, like, you know, the last 15 minutes or whatever, but...
If I recall correctly, the Terrace sewers are the most obnoxious part of the entire game.
Sweet. That's actually what I wanted to hear.
There's other parts, like Kashyyyk is really annoying, but it's not that annoying.
But you also get to see Wookiees when you're on Kashyyyk, so...
That's true.
Okay, we'll see. That's good. Yeah, no, these sewers are... I was hoping that this is, like, the worst of it.
Those of us that know things about Star Wars know that Kashyyyk's the Wookiee home world, so that's... You don't have to look blankly anymore.
I knew that actually. I knew that. Yeah. Uh-huh. I've seen Star Wars. I hang around Star Wars nerds.
That's extended universe.
Oh, that doesn't exist anymore, didn't you hear? Extended
no, it universe? Kind of does.
It does. It's kind of parallel universe.
Yeah, it's J.J. Abrams, so it's for the next set of movies.
Yes. Great. Okay. I have soundtracks, and this will not surprise anybody. I'm going to give the nod to Mass Effect 1, who the composer was Jack Wall, and Mass Effect 3, who the composer was Clint Mansell. And Clint Mansell, he has composed, been the soundtrack guy for many movies that I adore, like Pi, amazing. So I wasn't surprised that he does such a good job, but man, you listen to like the soft piano tinkle song, I think it's called After Earth, when the Reapers initially come in the beginning of 3, and it hits me every time. And in 1, it's so atmospheric. It's like creepy, it's weird, you're like, whoa, I'm here in space all by myself. It's very evocative. I really, really, really like the job there for the soundtrack. So those two guys, good job.
Yeah, Mass Effect music was awesome. All of the Mass Effect music.
It was, yeah. It was really, really good. Okay, that's the podcast. Let's go play more WildStar.
Holy crap, yes.
You can find us at leorblog.com/catcontextpodcast. I'm on Twitter at Leors. Aerolade is on Twitter at Aerolade. Ellie is on Twitter at ThatAngryDwarf. And I think that's it. We're going to play more WildStar. Thanks for listening and watching.
Yeah, come visit us on Avendra.
Yeah, our guild is called Cats in Space on Avendra Exile side. Please feel free to say hi if you see us running around. I'm Leor in the game, which is not very inventive, but that's who I am.
And it's a role-playing server, so don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't be named asshole either. That
also, don't be named asshole. Try to make your name not stupid.
I gotta say, that is my favorite thing about being on an RP server.
Me too, and I will fully admit to being an aggressive reporter of shitty names on role-playing servers, so I will do it. I've done it to guildies in the past.
I have.
Oh, dang. The gauntlet has been laid down. All right, well, I have to go listen to our guildies die. They're making another run at that level 15 adventure because they couldn't do it the first time. So
there are levels. There's like, it's kind of like challenge modes, the adventures. So there's a completion, and then there's like, gold, silver, and bronze, at least.
Don't care. We'll find out when we go play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Rocket House! Rocket House!
Yeah, Rocket House needed to happen before bed tonight.
I gotta go watch a hockey game, so I will catch you guys in an hour or so.
All right. Well, thank you very much for watching and or listening. We'll be back next week, probably. Something like that for the next episode.
Yeah,
so
we'll see.
Until then.
Yeah. There may be too much WildStar.
We'll see.
Well, then we'll just have another. We'll have another WildStar podcast. It'll be fine.
There you go. If nothing else, I will be here in a week talking to myself about games. So. All right. Bye.
Good night.